Here's the deal. Brian Cushing, he met the media yesterday, and he was asked, were you taking Adderall? And he said, no, it wasn't Adderall. He says he's taken some. Listen, after overtrained athlete syndrome last time, and I thought I had cancer, and blah, 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 and it turned out, whatever, dude. Listen, I'm not going to be hypocritical, though. I would cheat. I'm just saying. To make life-changing money for my family. And, you know, I'll take the risk myself, my body. Yes, I would cheat. I would do steroids. Just some guys can't get there. You can't get to the – there were plenty of guys that came up in Major League Baseball that would have been AAA players, but they did steroids, and they got to the major leagues. It put them over the top. And you know what? Oh, yeah, well, you still got to be able – yeah, you still got to be able to hit. But if you hit the ball 20 feet or 30 feet further every time because you're doing steroids, then you're going to be – or that much harder every time, then you're going to be a better player, okay? So the steroids help. There's no question about it. And steroids have helped Brian Cushing's career, okay? He's a steroid dude. Now, is he denying it? Yeah. Well, I took something and I didn't tell the league. Okay. Other guys are taking it. If you tell the league about it, then, okay. This is the same as last time. Dude, he's trying to protect his reputation. I don't know why. Whatever. Rafael Palmeiro's trying to come back. Dude, you're a steroid guy. Rafael, you're 53.
You remember how he hit when he came back off of steroids? He hit terribly.
Right.
And he was done.
Well, maybe now he's got something that's not detectable. And he can hit again.
Well,
you
Dell,
don't know.
He can't hit at 53. Dell, you got to.
Julio Franco could.
Here's Brian. Yeah, well, that's true. Well.
Kind of. Well, that there's another dude.
Yeah. let's hear from Brian Cushing. This is all a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding.
It's all a huge misunderstanding, and here's Brian Cushing to talk about it.
I don't want to get too much into particulars, you know, but there was a good amount of things bothering me in this past offseason, most mentally, you know, and I was given a prescription medication I probably should have been more careful with and should have communicated with the league a lot better about. You know, I take full responsibility for it. And, you know, something now that I'm working with the league at taking again through their terms and through their doctors to okay it. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. And, you know, the encouraging thing, there are other guys in the league that are allowed to take this.
Snitch! So,
you know, that's the process we're in right now to hopefully get that done.
Other guys are doing
other,
it.
Listen.
Other guys doing
listen,
it.
Listen, I'm going through the league and their doctors. Now, yeah, Anibal. It is now. I'm going through their whatever.
No, he said he's got some mental issues and he was taking medication for it.
Mm.
That's what he told us.
Why is it performance enhancing?
Well, he's saying other guys are taking it.
Other guys are taking it.
He just didn't call
the
league.
As long as you get a prescription.
It's gonna be
Adderall. He just didn't call the league and let them know he's got mental problems.
I've had lots of problems. Most notably, my attention span was poor. And I needed to get better attention, which happened to be a controlled substance that allowed me to ramp up my... Right. Now, I guarantee you it's Adderall. That's my guess.
He said, were you taking Adderall? And the answer is no. He answered no.
Oh, see, I didn't see it on the video. That was a separate one?
Yes.
He was asked that and
he said
no?
He was asked that and said no.
Hmm.
So you have to believe him because everything he says is believable.
A lot of problems.
I'm sorry.
Like, you can't take testosterone treatments. I don't think that's legal in the league. You can't do that, so it can't be that.
For his mental. This is for mental.
Did he say that?
Yeah. He said I had a mental problem. And I took a medication that was banned by the league for my mental problem.
He didn't say mental, did he?
He said mental.
No, he said I had a lot of problems.
I repeated it twice in my bit, and you didn't hear it?
Yes.
I didn't hear your bit.
What is
wrong
with you?
Was your bit good?
Yeah, it was awesome. You missed it.
You missed it. But did he say that?
I don't want to get into particulars. There were a good amount of things bothering me in the offseason, most mentally.
And
I was getting a prescription medication that I should have been more careful with and should have communicated with the league a lot better about.
So but it has to be on the list of banned substances for performance enhancing, though.
Yeah.
What would be performance
enhancing? Anabolic steroids.
That's not
mentally, John.
That would help you mentally.
No, that's too far.
No, it's not.
Not
oh,
say.
Yeah. Have you seen? Oh, yeah. How could Brian Cushing possibly be doing any steroids? You know, what with the body and breaking down every day.
Here, you be the doctor. You be the doctor. I'm going to be Brian Cushing.
Okay.
Hey, Doc. It's me, Brian Cushing.
Yeah.
Just as an aside, I unblocked you before I came in on Twitter. So
well, thanks, bro.
Hopefully we're on good
terms. I tried to get a hold of you on Twitter, and I couldn't.
I've been dealing with a lot of It's mental. I'm feeling kind of down. I got some, you know, I feel a little bit depressed and whatnot. Yeah. Do you have anything, any kind of medicines you would
suggest? Yeah, here's some anabolic steroids. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, I was expecting something else, but if you
this will help you mentally.
I don't think I'm going to tell the league about this.
Well, no, you should. You should probably tell the league. If you get suspended, then you call them and tell them.
Oh, right. So after the 10-game suspension,
you call them.
I say, other guys are doing it.
A doctor gave it to me. What?
There's no way he went in with any kind of mental issues, and the doctor said, I know what will make you feel better, sir. Steroids, sir. Anabolic steroids.
You're going to feel better about yourself when you can work out harder, get more muscle mass? Yes, you're going to feel better mentally.
Well, now, if you're a workout head, maybe that is true.
That is true.
You got it. I got a feeling Brian Cushing's self-esteem is pretty much tied to how many things he can lift.
That's exactly what it's tied to.
I feel like you guys are onto something there. I feel like do you think he ever looks at himself in the mirror if his rep count goes low? He goes, do you even lift, bro?
He goes,
do you even lift, bro?
I feel like he's a guy who maybe does after a night or a day where he doesn't get a good workout in, he starts hitting himself in the head. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? So weak, 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 weak.
Like, whoa, bro. You're still jacking up 225, relax. 31 times, bro. I used to be 35, bro.
But I'm down to 33.
Well, listen,
what? Listen. And then he pounds his head on the desk.
He just had this conversation with himself. So stupid, stupid, stupid. What's the matter with you?
Oh, do you God. Even skip leg days now, bro? Do you skip leg days now, bro?
I'm sick of looking at you. I'm sick of looking at you.
Pathetic piece of fat crap. Like,
he's that guy.
What?
Bernard McKinney's like, dude, you gotta
relax, man.
Bro, you still can lift. You still lift, bro.
Stop banging your forehead off the mirror.
People are like, no, Brian Cushing got that bloody forehead from hitting guys. No.
You can't even do rope tugs.
I think in the mirror, in the weight room, he's banging his face off
that's
of it.
Why he, that's why he's
that's
always
why it's
bloody.
All cracked up.
Man, I like how you're acting like Brian Cushing wasn't a good linebacker.
What? Mm. What?
For two seasons?
Like 6 years ago?
I thought he was a great linebacker.
Like 6 years ago.
It was a while back.
Listen.
Before multiple
Brian injuries Cushing
and
is fine. But I'm just shocked. I really am. I'm really shocked at the Texans.
Him? Why?
No, I forget that. All okay. that. After this again.
Oh, they bring him back?
Probably bring him back. Honestly. Maybe leave players, Dylan Cole.
No, here's why.
And Cunningham on the field.
Players Association.
What's no, you don't have to.
It's Bernardrick. They don't even talk about Dylan Cole. It's Bernardrick and Zach Cunningham that they talk about. And I wouldn't take...
Why wouldn't you want Dylan Cole on the field instead of Brian Cushing?
There's no place for you to even play Brian Cushing.
You're 4-8.
He's not going to be here.
You're 4-8. You know what Brian Cushing is.
McKinney is better than him, and Zach does stuff he doesn't do.
Dylan Cole's better than him.
I know.
Yeah.
He's an updated model.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, a little different.
He's an updated version of him.
He's a better version of him.
Bigger brow, but faster.
Well, has he ever bled from his nose?
Well, Dylan Cole can still lift the right amount. When Dylan Cole, 4 years from now, when he's having issues lifting.
What if Cushy goes in the locker room and, Cole, rookie, get over here. And, you know, he's undrafted free agent. Yeah, yes, Mr. Cushing, what can I do for you? He goes, lay down on that bench.
What?
What are you talking about? You've got like 845 stacked up there on each side. Lift that, bro. I don't want to lift it. Lift it!
Why? He's not going to scream lift it at him.
Dylan Cole reps out like he reps out 405 times.
And then he walks around like this. Now I move like Cushing.
Cushing is a guy. Cushing is a guy. You know Cushing is a guy who holds the bar down on a guy's neck.
He's like,
instead of spotting him, he's actually down spotting.
Let's go, buddy.
Like, Let's go. God, I can't get this last one up.
And Cushing's laughing.
You think you're going to take my job? So he's got the hand grip like on top, but instead of lifting upwards, he's actually pushing down. And Dylan like, what's wrong, Cole? You can't get that up, Rook? He's like, man, I usually can get this.
And Vrabel has to run in there. Brian, what did I tell you about doing that to the rookies? It's like, hey, man, we're just having some fun.
Oh, stop.
And Dylan Cole gets all upset like, want to do pull-up contest now, Brian?
No.
Is that what you want?
Dylan Cole's an undrafted rookie. So when Vrabel goes, Dylan, were you guys just having fun? Yeah, coach, we're just having some fun.
Oh, just like in the jailhouse. Yeah. Not allowed to say anything.
We're just having fun, coach.